Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX.
This is My KUTX, the show where we let interesting people play guest DJ for the hour. I'm Art Levy, and this week I'm joined by Topaz McGarrigle of Golden Dawn Orchestra, playing Map Jam next Saturday. Topaz, good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. And a little bit about Map Jam. It's our third annual Map Jam. KUTX is putting it on. And it showcases hidden musical spaces on Austin's East Side. And this year, there are 9 bands playing at 4 venues, and they're all walkable, bikeable, it's all free and open to the whole family. And the lineup includes Franchise, Ruby Jane, Walker Lukens, and of course, Golden Dawn Orchestra. You can get the full rundown at kutx.org. Now, Topaz, can you give me kind of a brief description of Golden Dawn Orchestra? Because I don't know if I've ever kind of come across a band that sounds like yours.
Well, the Golden Dawn Orchestra is definitely a blend of, so we just try to blend music and the visuals and dancing and all different costumes and different aspects all together just to create more of a full-on cinematic experience, just to sort of really try and bring people out of their day-to-day existence. And sometimes we're so sucked into different distracted these days that it takes that much, but it seems to be working. So
yeah, I mean, because I've seen y'all play a few times, both in our studio 1A and live, and there's nothing worse than just a band that stands there on stage strumming their guitars, and y'all take the complete opposite track of that.
Yeah,
you definitely seem to kind of come at it from almost, it's almost theatrical. Did you have any sort of theatrical background?
I went to the Austin Waldorf School, and we did a lot of there was always plays. I was in a lot of plays when I was younger, and I've always wanted to. I've done a little bit of acting here and there, short films and things like that. I've always been attracted to that and wanted to do more of that. And I did have sort of a rock and roll musical that I created for a while there that I was doing. And so, yeah, I've always been attracted to that for sure.
Now, the debut EP from Golden Dawn Orchestra came out last year. It was produced by Adrian Quesada, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's from Brownout, Grupo Fantasma, Spanish Gold, whole bunch of bands. And then you have a bunch of great local players on this: Hardproof, Spanish Gold, Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears, Nakia. How did you kind of link up with all these guys? Were you familiar with their work kind of going into it, and you just said, hey, let's all get together and do a band?
Not really quite sure. I think it was one of the few times that I didn't really expect anything or know what the hell I was doing, and as a result, it came out really great.
Golden Dawn Orchestra playing KUTX's Map Jam next Saturday. Topaz McGarrigle, saxophone and band leader of Golden Dawn Orchestra, going to be playing guest DJ for us this hour. So I'm going to turn the keys to the studio over to him. Let's get ready.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Topaz McGarrigle here on KUTX. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here. Happy Valentine's to you, all you lovers out there. I'm going to play some songs that have influenced me over my life, over basically starting from the very beginning. We're going to start with some Cold Sun. This is my father's band, an early 70s, 60s and 70s, early 70s psychedelic band. So quite literally some of the first music I probably ever heard. And this one is South Texas by Cold Sun.
No.
staring out, watching from the crack in the wall. You were thinking of going right through, but it's outside, it's not you. You have heard the voice of the girl ghosts telling each other, here comes another robot. It's a swarm of night climbing dragons, crawling out, searching, just walking across the ceiling.
Yeah. So that was my pops on lead guitar with Cold Sun. They actually did a reunion show at Psych Fest a couple years ago, which is really awesome. You know, Golden Dawn Orchestra is definitely strongly influenced by the really heavy psychedelic scene in Austin going, you know, way back when. We definitely also have a strong influence, sort of from Eastern and Middle Eastern influence. And growing up, when I got a little older, my stepfather was really listened to a lot of Middle Eastern music, and actually studied here at studied here at UT. He studied the oud with Hamza El Din. I'm gonna play something that some Pakistani music here, kind of in that vein, Middle Eastern vein. This was actually something that I got turned on to recently while I was hanging out over at Justine's, but this is just a really, really killer track. This is Malchus by the Panthers. Yeah, the Panthers from Pakistan. So any of you guys who have seen our shows are aware that we are disciples of Sun Ra, and we worship the sun god Ra. And, you know, I was fortunate enough when I was quite young to see Sun Ra a couple of times, and my mom really turned me on to a lot of jazz, as did KUT. You know, I would listen to KUT every night out in Dripping Springs. Jay Trachtenberg every night, you know, growing up in Blue Monday with Larry Monroe. You know, extremely fortunate to have this station and so grateful to have it in my, it's just crazy, my whole life, really, been listening to this station. So, you know, I was turned on to jazz quite young and immediately fell in love with Sun Ra the moment I heard and saw him. Here's a little Sun Ra. Thank you. Hey there, this is Topaz from Golden Dawn Orchestra, guest DJing for you tonight. We're also sort of promoting the Map Jam for next Saturday, the 21st. Golden Dawn Orchestra will be playing at Pan Am Park at 6 p.m. So I hope you guys can come out and check us out. Interestingly, when I made this playlist, I didn't realize we were going to be doing this on Valentine's Day, but fortunately for all you lovers out there, there's actually some great lovemaking tunes on here. So this next one being one. Well, I went to high school for a year in England, and that was really right when the acid jazz scene was starting to happen. And I went to school at kind of a boarding school, but I would sneak into London, and they had these acid jazz has certain connotations to a lot of people, but over there it really started as people just playing a lot of jazz tracks and people just dancing to old school jazz, you know, Roy Ayers, and which I'm going to be playing a little bit, and this one here, the Chaka Chas, I don't know how it's said, but this is a song called Jungle Fever.
Qué fiebre hay. No. Ay.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Happy Valentine's Day, y'all. Yeah. This next track is, we're going to play some Roy Ayers for you. Also kind of from my high school period. Kind of thought of this track because, I don't know, I think I was just listening to this. It's kind of along the lines of how this the orchestra has come about. I was listening to some Roy Ayers, and I was like, man, we need a vibes player. So this is Roy Ayers, Red, Black, and Green. Thank you. Howdy, Topaz McGurgle here. That was some Roy Ayers. We're going to move on to some Fred Wesley and the JBs now. This one, after I went to school in England, I went to high school in D.C. and really got into some JBs and Funkadelic and stuff around then. This one's called Blow Your Head, and it's just got some really amazing analog synth on it, and something that I've been getting into a lot more lately is I've been playing, you know, keyboard in the Golden Dawn Orchestra, and just really been getting, you know, into some combo organs and analog synths and things like that. So probably notice a lot of that on these tracks that I've been playing. We'll be right back. Yeah, Fred Wesley. Man, blow your head. This is Topaz here with you on a Saturday evening. We're getting ready for Map Jam next week on the 21st. Bunch of great bands playing all over East Austin, so really looking forward to that. And in the meantime, it's Valentine's Day, and I'm playing y'all a couple of tunes. This one, another really, really killer Valentine's Day song. This is a Nigerian band called Rob. When I first, you know, just started hearing some of the Afrobeat Nigerian bands, that, yeah, those big horn sections, it's just, and it's always been something that I just absolutely love and can't get enough of. But, yeah, this one, Make It Fast, Make It Slow. It's going to get you in the mood.
Sometimes I let it pass. Sometimes I let it slow.
Make it fast. Make it fast. Make it fast. Make it fast.
Darling. Fast. I did it slow.
Make it fast. Make it fast. Make it fast. Make it fast.
This is Topaz. I'm here with you, guest DJ on KUTX. I'm gonna play a couple of things that have sort of been influencing me more recently. Some of the songs that I've been writing with the Golden Dawn Orchestra. William Oniabar, I've just met so many bands that are just of all different kinds, punk bands, electro bands. I've been checking this guy out. It's just, get the album, it'll blow your mind. This one's called Fantastic Man. We'll be right back. So tasty. William Oniabar. Just gonna kind of keep going with another sort of random electro afro futuristic disco song. Just been loving this stuff lately. This one's Shina Williams and his African percussionists. Thank you. Hope that got you dancing. This is Topaz McGarrigal. I've been your guest DJ for the past hour, playing you some of my influences and trying to keep it upbeat for Saturday night, Valentine's Day. We're also talking about Map Jam next Saturday, the 21st. A bunch of bands are playing. It's free and open to the public all day. The Golden Dawn Orchestra is playing at 6 p.m. at Pan Am Park, and just a whole bunch of really great bands playing that evening. Yeah, so I'm going to end with one last track that's from a band that's really influenced me recently. Interestingly, I was telling a friend of mine, Isadora, about the Golden Dawn Orchestra, and she's like, man, that sounds just like this band Goat, who I had at the time had not heard of yet, and checked them out, and the similarities are pretty crazy. They I think they even have a song called Golden Dawn, and they wear costumes and masks and stuff just like we do. This is from their, I'm not sure if this album's actually been released yet, but this is Goat, the song Hide from the Sun, from their album Commune.